We're in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Chav Ches Sif Beis. We're now up to the two additions that the Kitzur tells us are added into the davening every day in Chodesh El. So says the Kitzur, number one, Noag in the Skaz Shofar B'Chodesh Zeh. The minig is that we blow a shofar every single day in Chodesh El after davening. Now this minig is a very age-old minig. The Rush quotes this B'Shem the Pirkei Dor Blazer. The Rush writes this in Maseches Rosh Hashanah when he discusses all the mitzvahs of Tkiyah Shofar. So the Rush writes that the Pirkei Dor Blazer already had this minig that we would blow shofar during Elul at the end of davening. So he says, Maschilim b'yom beiz derosh chodesh. We start blowing shofar from the second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul. V'tokim l'chol yom la'achat v'lashachar tekiyah shivarim teruah tekiyah. Chutz me'erev Rosh Hashanah, except for on Erev Rosh Hashanah, which we do not blow shofar after davening. Why? Shemafsikim bo. That's the day when we try to make a stop, a hefsik, a recognition between k'dei l'hafsik bein tekiyahs reshus l'tekiyahs mitzvah. We want to make a noticeable difference between the tekiyahs the reshus, which we're only doing mitam minug, when we have during Elul, and the tekiyah the mitzvah that we're going to actually do on Rosh Hashanah proper. V'tama tekiyahs b'chodesh zeh. What's the reason why the Pirkei Dor Blazer and the Rush have this minig to actually blow shofar during Elul? So he says, it is k'dei la'ora eres ha'am b'tshuva. We want everyone to start thinking about doing tshuva. Ki chein hu ha'teva shel ha'shofar la'ora u'la'acharid k'mo she'amar ha'kasev ha'yiska ha'shofar ba'ir va'am lo yacharadu. So he says that we have this minig to blow shofar because that is supposed to be ma'orer us to do tshuva. I was thinking this morning, it's actually an interesting question. Why is it that on this minig that the Rush quotes B'Shem the Pirkei Dor Blazer, why is it that we do not say a bracha? I was bothered by this question this morning. How could it be that we don't say a bracha on this minig? We have many different minhagim that we do say bracha on. So this is a little bit of a complicated issue, as I soon found out that really it's a complicated issue, and it starts off as follows. The Tosfos in Brachos on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, when he's discussing saying Chatzi Halal, the Gemara talks about Halal Shalim and Chatzi Halal. This is a sugya both in Brachos on Daf Yud Dalet and also in Sukkah on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara there is talking about the minig to take the Arava on the last day on Hoshana Rabbah. So what is that? That's a minig Nevi'im, or that's a real takana? That's what the Gemara is discussing over there. It has a machlokes. What is this minig to klap Hashinus on the day that we do it? So that's the discussion there. And Tosfos here is talking about Chatzi Halal. But Tosfos gets into a whole discussion, would a person make a bracha on a minhag or not? So Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos quotes, Kasa b'machshav b'tri, kiven she'enu al minhag. Since saying Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag, that's not a real takana midrabbanan, it's not a real din. So Tosfos says, lo mevarchin an aleh. He quotes the machshav b'tri, that therefore we don't make a bracha. We only make a bracha on a mitzvah midrabbanan or a takana midrabbanan. But when we just have a minhag, we are not going to make a bracha. Tosfos says, he can't say v'tzivanu. So therefore, the Machshav Bitri holds he can't make a bracha on a minig midrabbanan. Tosfos then, Rabbi Natan, disagrees with the Machshav Bitri, and he holds ein raya. We won't have a raya from the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Mem Dalet, which discusses netilas arava on Hoshana Rabbah. That's not going to be a good raya. Rabbi Natan himself holds that you would make a bracha on a minig, and Rabbi Natan continues to explain there all the different minhagim that we find in the different Gemaras. So Rabbi Natan says, don't make the mistake and think that you shouldn't make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh because it's only a minig. Says Rabbi Natan, no, you do make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh. Comes out halacha l'maisa, it's really a machlekes, the mechaber in the Rama. What's the halacha l'maisa, whether a person makes a bracha on Halal or not? That is a machlekes, the mechaber in the Rama, and the minig of Ashkenazim is like the Rama, that we do make a bracha on a minig. Therefore, on Rosh Chodesh, we always find ourselves making a bracha on Halal, even though it's only chatzi Halal and it's only a minig, we still make a bracha. So that is Rabbi Natan's shita. Kenege the Machshav Bitri. The Ran and Sukkah Daf Mem Dalet disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam, and he holds like the Machshav Bitri. He says we do not make brachos on minhagim. We only make brachos on takanas midrabbanan or on real classified mitzvahs, but not on minhagim. So the Prima God in the
Does that mean real classified? Isn't it a matter of time when it came down, like Tilla Sudayan, that kind of thing? It's before a certain time. Then we make a bracha, but that started after a certain time, we don't.
So it's not clear exactly what the Hagdara is. We're going to get to this in a minute. Okay. The Rishonim are having a difficult time exactly being Magdir, like you're saying. It's not so clear to define the difference. What's the difference between a Takana Midrabbanan and a real Minhag Midrabbanan? How do we classify each category? How do we set it up? So that's what we're going to get into a little bit. And then we have to figure out where this Minhag of blowing Shofar and Chodesh Elul, where does that fall into the classifications? And why don't we make a Bracha? Maybe that will answer that up. So the Prima Gadim writes in the Psicha Kolelos, he quotes the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, in Sukkah, and the Prima Gadim writes that how can the Ran say that we don't make a bracha on... I'm sorry, he asked. The Ran asked, how could it be that there are some Rishonim that say you make a bracha on Minhagim? So he says, that's a machlekes of Rishonim. It's subject to that machlekes that we just discussed. So he said, if you're going to hold that we don't make a bracha on Minhagim, so how does a person make a bracha on Yontif Sheni Shel Galus? Everyone sits here and makes two Siddurim. Right? So you sit down the second night of Pesach, and you're going to eat your matzah, frek the Ran Akasha. How do I say that you're not allowed to make a bracha on a minig? Everyone makes alachilas matzah on the second night of Pesach. So the Ran says, how can that be? Yantav Sheni Shel Galus is only a minig, as the Gemara says in Beitza very clearly, the first parak in Beitza. So it's only a minig, so how do you make a bracha on a minig? That's the Ran's kasha. So the Psicha Kalelis writes, the Prima Gadim writes, nah, that's not shver. Why? Because this that I'm making a bracha on alachilas matzah, the second night of Pesach, I'm not doing it because I have a minig to eat matzah on the second night of Pesach, which is only a minig midrabbanon. Says the Psicha Kalelis, Prima Gadim says, Amar de Gechidish, which is very shver, the Psalm Sefer has a kasha in the tshuva is connected to this Prima Gadim. He says, how could it be? But the Prima Gadim writes that I'm making the bracha because I'm mitzvah not to eat chametz. Vitzivanu al achilas matzah doesn't mean on the eating of the matzah per se. He says it's vitzivanu not to eat chametz today. So some say for us, what are you talking about? We never find a bracha on not... So what's with Mara and what's with everything else? First of all, the Prima Gadim
is stuck. Why didn't you answer? The minhag is that you have Yom Tov Sheni.
So with that minhag, so that comes along with this. Right. So that's much more pasha than some Sefer writes like that. But the Prima Gadim himself is very shver. First of all, he's stuck with the kasha, what do you do by Mara? So he only answers up what do you do with matzah. Second of all, if some Sefer asks the kasha on the Prima Gadim, he says it can't be, because we never find that when a person sits down to eat a kasher steak, does he make a bracha? Vitzivanu shaloi lachol nevel satrevis. He doesn't make such a bracha. He makes a bracha. That he's doing his mitzvah of eating meat, and nichla on that mitzvah is obviously eating the meat, that's kasher. It's obviously implicit that he's not going to eat the treifa thing. So the Prima Gadim is very shver. How could it be? We never find that a person makes a bracha on not being over an iser. You only make brachas on doing a mitzvah b'kum ma'ase. So that's a shver Prima Gadim. The Rush writes in the end of Meseches Yuma, the Rush quotes is the minig of Reb Sadia Gaon. He says that on Erev Yom Kippur, Reb Sadia Gaon used to go be tovel in the mikvah, and he says that Reb Sadia Gaon used to make a bracha of aliyasam and amikvah. That's the famous Reb Sadia Gaon, and they say that it's based on the pasuk Lifnei Hashem Tetara. The Reb Sadia Gaon held that this was a real chiyuv, that before Yom Kippur, a person has to go ahead and make sure he's mitar himself in a mikvah. So the Rush there disagrees on Reb Sadia Gaon, and he says, how could Reb Sadia Gaon have said a bracha on this minig? We never find this minig in Shas and Paiskim anywhere. You don't find this such a minig. He made it up. So he says, how could Reb Sadia Gaon make up a minig and say that we should also, let's institute a bracha on this minig also? He says, this is not grounded. This minig is not something that really would qualify us to make a bracha. So the Rush there disagrees. So the Maram Shik, in his Shuvah, is trying to figure out, like you said, how do we classify which minhagim are considered bona fide minhagim that Rabbeinu Tam would say we make a bracha? And how do we say which minhagim, even Rabbeinu Tam agrees that there are certain minhagim that we don't make a bracha? We have this machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran and the Machzor Vitri, whether we make brachas on minhagim or not, which comes down to really being machlokes Machaber and the Ramah and Hilchas Rosh Chodesh by saying halal. So even Rabbeinu Tam himself, who holds that you do make a bracha on a minig, he does agree by certain minhagim that you don't make a bracha. So how do we classify the different categories of when Rabbeinu Tam would say you make a bracha and when Rabbeinu Tam would agree that you do not make a bracha? So that's what the Maram Shik is bothered by. So Maram Shik writes that the classification is as follows. Any time where you find a minig that really seems like it's just an extension of another din d'oraisa which we find mufurish, so then you'll make a bracha. However, if it's a minig that they just made up mechadash, that Chazal came along and made up some sort of minig just for their own reasons, so in such a case, he would not make a bracha. So he says, for example, we have the minig that we light candles on Erev Yom Kippur, L'chavid Yom HaKippur. So says the Baram Shik, that's really an extension of the din, Kavod Shabbos and Kavod Yantiv. The same way we find Kavod Shabbos, Kavod Yantiv. So therefore we have a din of Kavod Yom Kippurim. So the Chachamim were Mesakein, a minig. Also, along the lines of Kavod Yantiv and Kavod Shabbos, they extended and it said you should also be Mechavod Yom Kippur and light candles before Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur is a Yantiv.
Yom Kippur is a Yantiv, right? So
why is Yom Kippur any less of a Yantiv than Pesach's?
Why is it not originally in part of the din kibud vayinim? So it's clear in the Rishonim that it's only a minute. They write that the Rush writes that this is only a minute to light on Erev Yom Kippur is only a minute. He says it's not a din. It wasn't nichlal in the original dinim of kibud vayinim from every other yantif. This is only a minute by Erev Yom Kippur. So they said. So the Maram Shik writes that when you have such a thing, that's just an extension of the regular din from Shabbos and Yom Tov. So therefore, we're going to make a bracha. And he says a second example would also be, let's say we have Hallel on Yom Tov and Hallel on all the Shalosh Regalim. So he says that we extended that din of Shalosh Regalim saying Hallel, and we're going to say on Rosh Chodesh also. That's just an extension of that original din, which the Rambam HaChumash writes, that's a din d'oraisa to say Hallel on Yom Tov, Mikrai Kodesh, that's the famous Rambam HaChumash. But he says that we're going to extend that din d'oraisa and say that now, Midrabanan, we're misakin a minute to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh also. So it says the Maram Shik, in such a case, that would qualify to make a brach on such a minute. However, says the Maram Shik, when it comes to a new made-up minig, like this minig that the Rush quotes from the Rasag, just to go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, that's not based off Tefillas Nida, that's not based off Tefillas Ager, that's something totally new. He thinks he should get a Tahara. So therefore he says, in such a case, that's what the Rush would say, you do not make a bracha. So I thought, based on this Maram Shik, I thought, it's an Eisen Akasha. So why, if it's true that it's based, when you have a minig that's based off a real Din D'Araisa, you make a bracha, so why don't we make a bracha on Tkiyas Shofar during Elul? I thought that the Rambam writes Uri Shena Mishinastem. That's what the whole reason why we really, that's the yisoid behind why we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So if that's true, so why don't we make a bracha during Elul, which is also La'ar Levavos L'tshuva. So I called my father today to ask him this question. So he was a little shaken up because he said he never thought of the question before. So I asked him, I thought, according to the Maram Shik, it's very shver. So he said, what do you mean? According to the Maram Shik, that's Miyushit. That's the answer. So I didn't understand. So he explained to me as follows. He thought that the answer was like this. That over here, you can't, like by Yontif. So Yontif has a Kedusha Sayyom. So the Kedusha Sayyom is Mechayiv us to say Hallel. So he said, you want to extend that to Rosh Chodesh, which also has a Kedusha Sayyom. Just the Kedusha Sayyom of Rosh Chodesh is only Mechayiv certain dinim. It's not Mechayiv us to say Hallel Me'ikar Adin. It's only Mechayiv us in Sheva Al Tassis. It's not Mechayiv us in Kumba Asay, like Yontif. So therefore he says that you want to extend that din of Kedushas Hayom of Yantiv, so you extend that to another place where we find Kedushas Hayom, like the Torah writes by Rosh Chodesh. We also have a Kedushas Hayom de Rosh Chodesh a little bit. So we're going to extend the din and say over there also that you say, Halo Mitam Minik. That would be the answer. But he said over here, the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is Mechayiv in the blowing of the Shofar. It's not because of the Tshuva. There's a side reason that we say it's also a Remez because it's Ma'aras the Tshuva. But really, the blowing of shofar on Rosh Hashanah is because the Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Hashanah, the Torah tells us, on Rosh Hashanah you blow shofar. That's what it is. So you can't say that that extends to the whole Chodesh Elul. There is no Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Hashanah that extends for 30 days long. That's obvious. We don't say that. So this blowing of the shofar during Rosh Chodesh Elul, during Chodesh Elul, that is only to be Ma'ar Rosh Teshuvah. That has nothing to do with the Kedusha Sayyam. So therefore, according to the Maram Shik's Klalim, that how we classify what's considered a minhag that we say a bracha on, what's considered a minhag that we don't say a bracha on, it would really explain why over here, by the minhag to blow shofar during Chodesh Elul, we would not make a bracha. Why? Because this is not an extension of the din from Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Hashanah where we blow shofar. This is a separate issue. The Kitzur writes that this issue, the reason why we blow shofar during Chodesh Elul, is really for a different reason. It's Kedela Ur Halavavas Lachuva. And the reason why we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah is really because the Kedusha Sayyam of Rosh Hashanah is Mechayavas to blow shofar.
What does the Kedusha Sayyam have to do with blowing shofar?
I mean, the Torah tells us that on the day of Rosh Hashanah, he's supposed to blow shofar.
Oh, fine. So then you want to say, it's a deraisa to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
And then you can either say, yeah, it's an extension, or not, it's an extension. What does Kedusha Sayyam have to do with it?
What do you mean? The Torah tells us on this day, on Rosh Hashanah, the Torah is mechayiv. So that means this day is a mechayiv.
Right, so that's fine.
Right, so this day is the Mechayiv. So to extend that to the whole Chodesh Elul, that doesn't follow through. There is no Hischayivus that the Torah gave you on the whole Chodesh Elul. The Torah said, when you have the Kedusha Sayyam and Rosh Hashanah, when you come across this day in the calendar, in the cycle, so then we're going to tell you that you have to blow Shofar, but that doesn't extend to the rest of Chodesh Elul. You can't say that. So if we go to the second part of what the Kitzur talks about over here, he talks about the second minhag of what we add on during Chodesh Elul, and he says as follows. So he says that we have this minig, also an age-old minig, to say L'David Hashem Orvi Yishi. This is obviously not as old as the minig to blow shofar during Chodesh Elul, which is quoted in the Rush B'Shem the Pirkei d'Rabbelezer. This is a minig that's a few hundred years old, 300-400 years old. U'al Pi HaMedrash. So the Kitzur writes that this minig to say L'David Hashem Orvi Yishi is based on the Medrash in Megillas Esther that says Hashem Ori B'Rosh Hashanah. V'yishi v'yom ha-kipurim, ki it's b'neini v'sukah, remez the sukkahs. O nogin lomar tehillim b'tzibar b'chol makam l'fim in hago, so he says that also we have a minute to say tehillim as well. When he writes a letter to his friend, he's supposed to say that you're supposed to wish him a bracha in the letter. So the Mate Ephraim is the one who really quotes this minig of Urvi Yishi. That's the mucker for the whole minig. And he writes that this is based on Urizi Rosh Hashanah. The Yishi is the Yom HaKippur. It's interesting, the Torah Tmima writes in his biography in Baruch Sha'amar. So he writes, he doesn't understand. We have a medrash also that tells us that Ori Zu Pesach. Why? Because it says Vayaras Halayla. And Vayishi Zu Pesach because it says Hisyatzu Ruas Yeshuas Hashem. So the Torah Tmima ends off with a kasha. He says, why don't we say the David Hashem Ori on Pesach? Who told you that this medrash is better than it means Ori Zu Rosh Hashanah, Vayishi Zu Yom HaKippur? Maybe it means Pesach, so we should say it on Pesach as well. So it's a little bit unclear exactly what this minhag is all about. The Panim Yafas Ha'afla writes on his Pirush and Chumash that since there's Yud Gimel Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this piyut, so therefore in this mizmor, so therefore we say the piyut during Chodesh Elul because it's supposed to be like the Yud Gimel Midas HaRafi. Okay, that's al derech Chasidus, al derech Hasoid, whatever you want to say. But Meir Bir Basher Weiss, just to end off, he told me once a beautiful pshat why he thinks we say it. He said the Gemara says in Tainis on Daf Ches, the Gemara has a story over there where there were two problems that were going on in a certain community. And the Chacham had to be mispalled to take care of the two problems. So the Gemara says that it's not their acharet to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for two separate bakashas. A person should decide. Either he wants A or he wants B. It's not fair to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for two separate things that don't have to do with each other. So the Gemara figures out which one was a more difficult issue that the Chacham decided we're going to choose this thing to be mispalled for and not that issue to be mispalled for. Okay. So he said, when we think about what we're mispalled for on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's very problematic. We're asking for a parnasa. We're asking that we want healthy children. We're asking that everyone should be well throughout the year. We want to make it through the year. We're asking for so many different bakashas. How do we have the right to do that? The Gemara says, a person's only supposed to ask one bakasha during his tefillah. So he said, that's why we say the David Hashem Ori during Elul, to point out that Acha Sha'alti Me'ez Hashem. Everything I'm asking from the Ribbono Shel Olam on Rosh Hashanah is Acha Sha'alti. I just want to be a Yari Shemayim. All I want is that all my personal needs should be for Avodas Hashem. So really, it's Acha Sha'alti Me'ez Hashem. All my tefillahs that I'm collectively saying on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and through Chodesh Elul, it's really the Acha Sha'alti. It's really all coming to one point. I just want that I should be able to be Avodas Hashem the proper way that I'm supposed to be doing that. So he thought maybe that's a reason why we have this minhag to say L'David Hashem Ori during Chodesh Elul.